What inspired this project?
Well, Melissa, this is a program that this is a fifth in a series of programs that we've done with the Veterans Council over the last 5-year period. And one of the things that have inspired us to do all of these programs is trying to honor all of our veterans and recognize them for their service and recognize them for the commitment that they have made to go and serve in our military and to defend this country. And this particular commitment to honor program is recognizing our veterans from Iraq, Afghanistan, who've served and are coming back home with a lot of issues, a lot of problems.
Sure.
And so we're reaching out to them to tell their story and to open this up to our community and let our community know just what service they have done and what a commitment they have made to this country, and just how important it is to recognize these veterans. You know, we had a situation with our Vietnam veterans who came home, and they just were not recognized for their service. And as a matter of fact, a lot of our Vietnam veterans for years just would not even admit that they had served in Vietnam and had served in the military. So we didn't want that to happen with our veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. So this program is all about telling their story and what they've done.
And honoring their and giving them the chance to speak from the heart. So this is a powerful film. And not only will you screen the film, this is an event for veterans to come out and enjoy, correct?
Oh, correct. There are 24 exhibitors that will be in the atrium of the Anastasia Baptist Church. And this will include the Northeast Florida Military Museum that will have military vehicles outside of the church. So it'll be about an hour beforehand, 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, the actual program starts, and we'll have a precision drill team. We'll have a color guard, and we have several keynote speakers. Then we'll screen the film, and we have some awards for students because we're trying to get young people involved and aware of what it means to serve in the military, what honor is and what commitment means. So we're trying to reach across generations, not just generations of veterans, but generations to our young people. And that's a key part of this, because young people are the ones who really made the film.
Yeah, and talk a little bit, if you could, about the making of the film.
Well, I think Gary has more information about that, but we did get involved with the Douglas Anderson School of the Arts in Jacksonville, Dr. Corey Thayer's class. Gary, can you speak about the students?
The students, really, everything behind the camera, the students were in charge of. I'm talking about the camera, the audio,
the director.
Those are
some talented kids.
Very talented, yeah. Very, very professional, let me say. Very easy to work with, very easy to direct. And they ended up doing the interviews, asking the questions, and they're the ones that ended up doing the editing on the film. So it was really their vision to an extent that drove the film to say, how do young people see this? These students weren't born.
They don't remember it.
At the time
of
Vietnam.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They come to it with completely fresh eyes, I guess. And so, Bill Dudley, this is a really nice event leading up to Veterans Day.
It is, and Veterans Day is the following week on the 11th. That's another big program that we're putting on. I will be there that Monday. We have as our keynote speaker Rear Admiral Rick Williamson, who's just recently arrived in NAS Jacksonville to take over the north or the southeast region, and he will be our keynote speaker that day. So we're very pleased about having him come down. And this is always a big event where we can also recognize all of our veterans.
Melissa,
it's very important that the listeners understand both of these events are free and open to the public, and people are encouraged to attend.
That's right. A free event. You want all the veterans in the area especially to come out, but
we want to give the address.
That
we
have. I'll do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. It's a special screening of Commitment to Honor, coming up 2 p.m. this Sunday, November 3rd, at the Anastasia Baptist Church. They are at 1650 A1A South in St. Augustine. This is free. Come on out. Enjoy the film. Enjoy the speakers. Enjoy the Precision Drill Team and Color Guard, music and exhibits. Lots going on with this. We'll have more about this big event on our website later today at wjctnews.org. Bill Dudley, Chairman of the Veterans Council in St. John's County, National Vice President of the Navy League of the U.S., event producer Michael Rothfeld, and Gary Bruce, Executive Director of Commitment to Honor. Gentlemen, thanks so much, and I hope it's a huge success. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for having us.